Dictation for John Ashcraft, ASHCRAFT, August 2452, address as a letter, Dr. Horsley, HORSLEY, 953-5329. Dear Dr. Horsley, follow up for John. With chronic kidney disease, he was in the hospital November. They did not request my involvement. He was there from November 26 to November 29 with CHF exacerbation, COPD, respiratory failure, hypoxemia. He was on a high dose of Lasix, then decreased to daily, and now he's doing it 2-3 days a week. Comes accompanied with wife. Right-sided AV fistula is developing, minor Stilling syndrome, discolor of the hand, but no pain or weakness. Denies nausea, vomiting, denies dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination. Edema improved, compressing stockings. Presently, no chest pain palpitation. No purulent material hemoptysis. Blood pressure at home, 120s, 130s over 40s. Most updated medication review. Notice the Lasix every other day, 40 milligrams. For high potassium, 3 days a week, Kayexalate, K-A-Y-E-X-A-L-A-T-E. On Norvas and Actos, Coric. Weight is stable, 202. Blood pressure, 108.46. Lungs are clear, no gross arrhythmia. Overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness. Compressing stockings. Edema well controlled, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries. Creatinine, 4.0. This is above baseline, which is around 3. This was when he was taking a high dose of diuretics. We'll see what the next blood test shows. Normal electrolyte, acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 9.4, normal white blood cell platelets, present GFR 15, stage 4-5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute on chronic renal failure, effect of diuretics, CHF decompensation, has preserved ejection fraction. We'll see what the next chemistry shows. This is underlying diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Agree with lower dose of diuretics. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Potential EPO treatment for anemia. Continued management of high potassium. Presently no phosphorus binders or bicarbonate replacement. Monthly chemistries. He understands that he might require dialysis based on symptoms or uncontrolled volume overload. The last echo that he did have, ejection fraction was normal. There was grade 2 diastolic dysfunction with dilated inferior vena cava. Continued physical activity and salt restriction. Come back in 3 months.